Thank you for walking with me today. This week, I'm dipping into my email. A reader asks me how to see the positive when the positive is sometimes so hard to see. I'm going to share the answer that I wrote to them with you. So here was the email. Sean, thank you for the consistency of your blog. I know on Thursdays I can count on you sending something that encourages me. I admire you for the ability to see the positives, even when the positive is hard to see. I would like to be like that. Any personal advice on making it happen with more regularity? Thank you for caring about people. So here's my response back to the email. Dear friend, I absolutely know what negative feels like. In fact, I feel a pinch of it every day. But much of the time, I'm pretty good at overpowering negative's sneaky ability to play king in my head for the entire day. In the past, I've written that what we put in our heads comes out of our heads and our mouths. The more we put in positive, the less chance we have of pushing out negative. What I read, who I hang out with, it all adds up and makes a difference. But here's something I've yet to ever share. I consistently see, feel, and acknowledge those times in the day when I live a soft, sweet, precious, or kind moment. And when one of those special moments magically nudges its way into my day, I consciously stop and think, ooh, cool moment. Seeing and acknowledging cool moments takes weight off my brain. So here's four examples just from yesterday. Number one, my little chihuahua crawled under my arm as I napped so she could sleep next to me. I whispered to me, ooh, cool moment. Number two, I heard a woodpecker and saw an amazing peacock on a trail near my home. I whispered the words, cool moment. And then I saw a squirrel staring at me while he was attempting to hide his precious food. I was thinking perhaps he was wondering if I was going to steal his gold nugget now that I knew its hiding place. I laughed and I whispered again, ooh, cool moment. Number three, I closed my eyes, lifted my head to the sun, and felt the California day's perfect warmth on my face. It was one of those days, and so I definitely took the time to think, ooh, cool moment. I read a single sentence from a book that carried an extra wow power. I read the line multiple times and thought, cool moment. So that's it. That's all I do. I see, feel, and acknowledge the cool moments of the day. The moments might be simple, but each is alive with rich energy and waiting to be breathed in. The more I acknowledge the soft positives, the more I mute the hard negatives. For the skeptics out there, living positive is not some funky mind trick game. Living positive is authentically acknowledging how lucky we are to be here. Man, and truthfully, why would we choose to not think and acknowledge that? So I hope that this email helps, my friend. Please know that I'm rooting for you, and I'm so grateful that someone like you reads Extra Mile Thursday. To everybody listening this week, thank you so much for taking a moment of your day to listen to Extra Mile Thursday. Create a great day, create a great week, and may you help inspire someone else to do the same.